101 Pulling the Way, Cincinnati number one for hip hop and R&B, home of the Russ Paul Morning Show, Don Juan for show, the Urban Informer, DJ Jado, aka the Turn Up Brothers. We got Big Sean on the line. What up, yo?
What up, fam? What up, though? You good?
I'm good. They got me in the Midwest now.
Ah, man, they got you in the Midwest now. You done switched it up on me, huh?
Exactly.
Oh, man, how you doing, though, dog? Good?
Can't complain.
All right, man. So they took you out of the DMV to the Midwest.
Yeah, huh? They gave my own station now.
Oh, well, hell yeah, man. That's what you said, man. You just keep moving up, man.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations, dog.
Thank you.
And congrats to you, man, on being signed to Roc Nation. How'd that deal come about?
Man, it just made the most sense for me, man, just on the management side of things. You know, a lot of people were confused. Like, they didn't know what the details of the deal were. So I'm going to clarify. You know, obviously, I'm signing good music. I'm in Def Jam, you know, for on the label side of things, music side. You know, obviously, Kanye West is not just a label head, but, you know, a good mentor. Somebody who always gives us creative advice. And, you know, just I learned a lot from. But Roc Nation is involved on the management side, on the business side of things. So I get to kick it with all those guys over there, like Tata, Jay Brown.
Okay.
You know, Jay-Z, I get to go through my music with Hov here and there. So that's just a very helpful thing. And, you know, just to get different opinions on it. So right after we announced the deal, you know, we dropped these four songs just to, you know, let people know the energy that we were on and let them know what we had, you know, the type of vibe the new music was on.
Mm-hmm.
And it was receptive very well, man. And especially this I Don't F With You record, it seems like it took on a life of its own in the clubs. And I was getting hit up about it like crazy. So, you know, I appreciate people like you. You know, you guys, you know, DJs, you know, the radio people who heard it early and saw past, you know, all the, like, vulgarity of it, and just knew that it was a very emotional record that, you know, people were really attached to and, you know, was really starting to pick up. So I appreciate you guys recognizing that early on.
Because I ain't going to lie, I'm going to be like, man, how am I going to be able to say this on the air?
Yeah,
I was like, IDFW, wait a minute.
IDFWU. So that's the hashtag everybody's been using, man.
Yeah.
I don't F with you. And, you know, but we're going to make sure we got the versions, you know, that we give you guys, not only the clean versions, you know, if you even need a cleaner version, we got that for you coming too, man. So whatever you guys, you know, need to support it on radio, we got you.
And yeah, we need the water version up.
Yeah. Yeah, but it is, like I said, it is a part of culture. So, like, I appreciate you just for being a part of culture, man, and really stepping up and making an effort to show that record some love. So thank you.
All right, we're going to get into it just a little bit right now. DJ Jado, let's turn up, boy. 101 Palm of the Wiz, back with the homie Big Sean up in the building.
So, Sean, how was it working with E-40 on the joint?
Yeah, it was tight, man. E-40 is like one of the coolest OGs I ever met, man.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when I was like 7, 8 years old and my older brother was playing, you know, Pac and Snoop and Biggie and the Lox and,
mm-hmm.
you know, Scarface and all these different rappers, man, he was playing E-40. And E-40 was always one of my favorites. So, you know, when a record came about, I had this record earlier this year and I hit up 40 Water because not only were me and him have a good relationship, we cool, but I just feel like the sound is just his sound in some ways, you know? It's
mm-hmm.
like, I just added him to the record to add that authenticity to it. So it didn't sound like I was just on another Mustard song. It just didn't sound like anything people heard. I wanted it to be, like, authentic in all ways. And I feel like he added a great perspective to the song that I didn't add to it. So
mm-hmm.
shout out to him. I remember when I played it for Ho, and he heard E-40 verse, he was like, man, E-40 went in, you know what I'm saying? So that's a big deal for 40 Water, man. And I'm glad that me and him were able to collab on a record and have a banger together. So, you know, shout out to E-40. You know, he has a great following in Detroit, too. People love E-40. And, shout out to Mustard on the beat. You know what I'm saying? He killed that track. And Kanye, they both killed it. You know, Ye added that sample in there and really took it to another level. And shout out to DJ Dahi, too, who added additional production, and Key Wayne. There was a lot of good producers who put their efforts into this record, man. So
what was the writing process behind that record?
Man, it was cool because a lot of people think I, like, just wrote it as, like, a response to, like, you know, my last relationship.
Yes, it sounds real topical.
Yeah. Which is cool and all, I guess, for, like, the story of it, but
yeah.
To be honest with you, I had that record when I was in my last relationship, and, you know, she actually really liked it, the song, and I was kind of writing it just from the a perspective and putting myself in a perspective that people could relate to. And then obviously it ended up relating to me way more after the fact. But, you know, whatever the case is, it is an anthem.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's a song that we could play on the way to the club, in the shower, on the way to work. You know, just it's an emotion, man. And it has a lot of soul to it, too. But, you know, yeah, I just hope people, you know, vibe to it. I hope people really can attach themselves to it.
So when can we expect, like, the new album drop? Because I know you're working on or a hot new mixtape.
No. I'm doing an album. It kind of has the feel of a mixtape, though. It's just, mm-hmm. like, really dark, really intense. As, you know, even I Don't F With You, I didn't even look at that as, like, a...
single?
Yeah, but it is, I guess, in its own sense, because it's just... I haven't really dropped a song like this that was, like, really heavily in culture. I see a lot of people tweeting it, just mm-hmm. talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Really since Ass, I guess. And, you know, well, I mean, that's not true. I've had, like, it's been songs like All Me and Control and Click and, you know, different mm-hmm. type of vibes. But it's just cool to have another song that seems like people instantaneously are, like, vibing to and relating to. So shout out to everybody supporting it. And if you like the song, man, go cop it on iTunes. If you just like me as an artist, or if you like any of the songs I dropped, out of the four songs I just dropped, you know, if you haven't heard them, you can go to my Twitter, go to my website, youknowbigshine.com. It's youknowbigshine.com. You can check them out, see what type of vibe we on for the album. And if you like what we doing, where we going with it, man, cop it on iTunes, support it. Because really, it's all we got, man. If y'all don't buy it, if y'all don't support it, you know, they ain't going to play it on the radio. So
what do you mean by really dark? When you say this one really dark?
Yeah, well, it's darker than anything I've done. You know, uh-huh. it's really intense. I feel like the other three songs besides I Don't F With You really have a dark feel to it. I mean, like, you know, if you go to, like, my website, you'll see the vibes I'm talking about. It's just really, you know, it's like... all black. It's like all black. It's a vibe.
Are you all right over there?
Yeah, but no, I'm not in a dark space. So okay. I'm happy as I have been.
You know, like they'd be like, Luminati. He was the Luminati.
No. I just want to clarify. I just, you know, every project I do, I want to be different, man.
Okay.
Every single one. You know, from my albums to mixtapes. And this album is going to be a little more intense, a little darker. High level raps,
okay.
you know, just exploding on them, and you know, letting them know we're going for blood. So we got a lot of great, great new music, man. I can't wait for y'all to hear. You know, if y'all like any of these songs I just put out, y'all gonna love this new music, man. I promise.
When's the actual date for the album? And is this one gonna be like a theme album? You know, your recent one's been kind of themey, like.
Yeah. Somewhat of a theme, you know what I'm saying? I can't wait for y'all to hear it. You know, like I said, we're going to announce it in the right way.
Okay.
You either going to get it at the end of the year or beginning next year. So, but just know it's really on the way. We just making sure, it's, you know, we're not going to rush it, but we are working every day to get it right.
Good question, man. You seen out here, right, on the net, it's going crazy, social media going crazy. Mm-hmm. The iCloud joint, Megan Good. Who else?
Rihanna.
Rihanna. Yeah.
Gabrielle Union.
Gabrielle Union.
Yeah, going in.
You seen them joints?
You trying to set me up.
No,
I don't know. Maybe I've seen them, you know, maybe it's kind of hard not to see them, man. Everybody talking about it.
Sean, but let's say this. If your phone got hacked, what would you do?
My phone got hacked. Well, I don't have no naked pictures of me in my phone. You know what I'm saying? So I would be good.
Okay.
But I wouldn't trip. If it was some naked pictures of me, man, I wouldn't even be tripping. it's a part of life. You know what I mean? I don't think none of them people should be that worried or that mad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it is what it is, man. I was rapping about that in one of the songs. In my song Fourth Quarter, I saw all these naked pictures. Got me feeling like, damn, did my email just leak?
But let's go ahead, man. Drop this joint, man.
Introduce it for us.
Yeah. It is what it is, man. Look, y'all need to turn this all the way up, man. Midwest. It's that D-boy, man. That Detroit boy, Big Sean. Here's my new song featuring the legend E-40. Produced by DJ Mustard, Kanye West, man. It's called I Don't F With You. Right here, you got to turn it all the way up, man. Let's go. On 101.1 The Wiz, you already know.